Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
April 8, Leviticus 11 and 12, Psalms 13 and 14, Proverbs 26, 1 Thessalonians 5. In this meditation, I want to bring two passages together. I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves about on the ground. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore be holy, because I am holy. Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 and 45. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." Psalm 14, verse 1. What does holy mean? When the angels cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty," Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3, cross-reference Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, do they mean moral, moral, moral is the Lord Almighty? Or separate, separate, separate is the Lord Almighty? Just to ask such questions demonstrates how inadequate such common definitions of holy really are. At its core, holy is almost an adjective corresponding to the noun God. God is God. God is holy. He is unique. There is no other. Then, derivatively, that which belongs exclusively to him is designated holy. These may be things as easily as people. Certain censers are holy. Certain priestly garments are holy. Certain accoutrements are holy, not because they are moral, and certainly not because they are themselves divine, but because in this derivative sense they are restricted in their use to God and his purposes, and thus are separate from other use. When people are holy, they are holy for the same reason. They belong to God, serve him, and function with respect to his purposes. Occasionally in the Old Testament, there is a further extension of the term to refer to the realm of the sacred, such that even pagan priests can in this sense be called holy. But this further extension does not concern us here. If people conduct themselves in a certain way because they belong to God, we may say that their conduct is moral. When Peter quotes these words, "Be holy, because I am holy," 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16, the entailment in his context is a turning away from evil desires, verse 14, and living life in reverent fear, verse 17. But it is no accident that these words in Leviticus chapter 11 are found not in a context of moral commands and prohibitions, but of ceremonial restrictions dealing with clean and unclean foods. For belonging to God, living on his terms, reserving ourselves for him, delighting in him, obeying him, honoring him, these are more fundamental than the specifics of obedience that we label moral or ceremonial. Indeed, this stance is so basic in God's universe that only the fool says, "There is no God." Psalm 14, verse 1. This is the precise opposite of holiness, the most conspicuous and fundamental demonstration. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. Verse 1.